This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.
I do expect the unexpected. When it happens, it just feels great, because that's what chamber music is there for. You have to, at the end of the day, be able to shake each other out of your comfort zone.
That, in a nutshell, is one reason violinist Anna-Sophie Mutter has so enjoyed working with pianist Lambert Orcus for the past 25 years. To celebrate this landmark anniversary, they've released the Silver Album, a 2-CD set featuring major sonatas by Mozart, Beethoven, and Brahms, a few timeless encore pieces, and 2 world premiere recordings. Lambert Orcus says it takes a lot of hard work to maintain a long-term collaboration. What's made this 25-year relationship much easier is that they really enjoy one another's company and one another's playing.
I've been spoiled by having played with a great cellist, Mstislav Rostropovich, who introduced me to Anna-Sophie. Her playing is so beautiful and informed. She enjoys what she's doing, and she's passionate about it. And my life as a pianist is made both difficult and easy because I'm challenged to try to match her artistry, her virtuosity, and the beautiful sound. But it's also easier for me because she's got such great ears. She actually listens to the piano, and a lot of our communication is just done through sound.
Exploring the repertoire together has been one of their greatest rewards. When they decided to learn the complete cycle of sonatas by Mozart, Anna-Sophie remembers it being a new adventure for both of them.
So having to conquer this mountain ensemble in pieces which we never played before was exceedingly more exciting, because there were more discussion, more question marks, because neither of us had yet really decided where it would go. So we really needed each other's very different inputs more than ever before.
Anna-Sophie Mutter is also a champion of modern music. Her sense of adventure has resulted in a number of commissions and world premieres, including Andrei Previn's Sonata No. 2, which he composed for her.
Lambert particularly enjoys playing, for example, also the third movement of that second sonata, because it is full of wit, rhythmical muscle. It's a piece which is very varied, as Andre is always looking into so many different musical aspects of his past and his present. He's one of the great jazz musicians of our days. He's a fabulous pianist himself. But he also has a wonderful understanding of the singing quality of a string instrument.
Andrei Previn is an amazing pianist, and Lambert Orcus says that makes this sonata even more challenging to play.
I like to make a comparison between what he has done for modern music to what Francis Poulenc did for modern music in his time, in that the music is accessible to both the performer and the listener, but yet fresh and modern sounding. I think I would recognize his music not only by the sound of it, but actually how it feels on the keyboard. I have to work pretty hard on it. And then there are times we've rehearsed in front of him, and he has a twinkle in his eye. And he says, yeah, it was obviously written from the point of view of a pianist. And I will sometimes say, yes, as you as a pianist.
After performing together for 25 years, you might wonder if anything about their music making becomes routine. It is a risk, Mutter says, especially if you think you found that one road you can always go down when performing a piece. That, however, is not how she and Lambert Orcus do things.
And therefore, every concert is an adventure. It's well rehearsed up till the last moment, but then really in the spontaneity of the evening, there is so much curiosity in both of us that we just fly very high with each other and do help each other where we can.
And that allows them to achieve their musical goals, as you'll hear on their new 2-CD set, The Silver Album. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.